Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Adoption Focus. My name is Jennifer Jaworski, and I'm a social worker with Adoption Associates of Michigan. This is Adoption Associates' premier talk radio blog show. Adoption Associates was founded in 1990, and we specialize in both domestic and international adoption. We provide pregnancy and adoption services throughout all of Michigan, with offices located in Jenison, Lansing, Farmington Hills, and Saginaw. Anywhere in Michigan, you can find a connection to Adoption Associates. Adoption Associates brings knowledge, support, and understanding in adoption. Adoption is not only our specialty, but it's our passion. One of Adoption Associates' commitments is to this radio show to help support and advocate and educate adoptive families, birth families, and the adoption community. So we're really glad that you're listening in today. I am especially excited that we're continuing our series, and today we're on part three of the very powerful story that Mariah and Sloan have shared with us of connecting with birth family internationally. So I'd like to welcome Sloan and Mariah to the show. Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. So we were just talking off air before we got started about how fun this has been for all of us, and then how we're a little bit sad, actually, that this is the finale day today.
We are.
Oh, it's been a very cool experience to get to do this. So it is a little sad it's ending. It's
right.
Been
and
fun,
we,
though. Been really
it
fun.
Has been a lot of fun. I'm glad that you guys were able to be a part of this and to share your story. And for anyone who maybe is just joining us today for part three, let's just do a brief catch up in part one and part two. Sloan, you were initially telling us about the adoption, how you adopted Mariah from Brazil, and she became part of your family as an infant. And over the years, as you guys talked about her adoption story, there was always the thought about returning to Brazil and potentially connecting with birth family. And so what we heard from both mom and daughter here is how it came to be that the decision was made to visit Brazil and to meet birth family, and the preparation and planning that went into that. And then last week we talked about the actual trip to Brazil itself and meeting family and all those great details. So if you're listening in today and you missed those first two shows, those are available on Adoption Associates Facebook page. You can find the link, or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/adoptionfocus to find the last two episodes of that story. So again, super excited you guys are with us. Mariah, we ended the podcast last week hearing from you about your feelings of sadness when you were leaving Brazil after meeting your birth family. You experienced a strong connection to your birth country and your birth family, and leaving Brazil was harder for you than you expected it would be. And I'm wondering, now that it's been almost a year, if you can give us a little perspective, Mariah, what was it like to return home to your normal routine and schedule after that incredible visit with your birth family?
It was a little bit sad to return home after such an amazing trip and getting to see my birth country. It was so beautiful to be there and just around all the people and culture. So I was a little sad, and it was weird coming back to like normal life and everything, but I got used to it. It has been almost a year, but I still miss it and just wish I could be there spending time, because it was such an amazing place to be. So it is a little bit sad, and I think it was just so cool to be with my birth family that I wish I could have spent more time with them too.
Sure. And Sloan, we didn't hear from you last week, but I'd like for you, if you could, to talk about what the trip to Brazil was like from your perspective.
Oh, it was wonderful. I mean, it was everything that as a mom I hoped it would be for Mariah. It was so fulfilling. It was emotional. It was beautiful. It was gut-wrenching. It was, you know, heart-filling. It was great. It was wonderful. You know, I had been in Brazil to adopt Mariah 20 years before, so I had had the experience of the country, you know, and knowing it's a beautiful country. The people are just wonderful people. I learned a little bit of Portuguese, so I wanted to hear what that sounded like, again, because it was a beautiful language, and had some of the good Brazilian food, so that was fun. But, of course, the reason for the visit was to, you know, for Mariah to meet her birth parents and her birth family, and so that was just, it was amazing. It was so powerful, and it was so sweet. Everybody was so happy. All of the things that I was worried about, the biggest things that I was worried about, you know, nothing materialized. Like, I was afraid. I wanted Mariah to come through, like, more whole even than before, and she's always been a pretty solid, complete young lady. But, you know, like, the fears that I had about, oh, well, what if they didn't show up? And I didn't think they just wouldn't come, but I thought, what if circumstances prevent her birth family, you know, from coming and mm-hmm. you know, having these meetings? And none of that stuff happened. You know, it worked so well, and they were so happy to meet her, and she was so happy to meet them. And to witness it was just like, as a mom, I couldn't imagine anything better for my daughter. And it wasn't just her birth parents too. You know, I was probably, maybe because I'm the mom, was most focused on the meeting with her birth mom. But she has a sister, a half-sister with her birth mom, and that meeting, watching those two sisters bond, and this sister has looked at Mariah as a sister her whole life. And when I was in Brazil, when we adopted her, this sister was 10 years old. And so she held Mariah, and she said goodbye to Mariah. And when I saw her meet Mariah, and we have some pictures that are just, they say it all. I mean, she is staring her and Mariah in the eyes, and they have their hands on each other's faces, and it's just so emotional and so beautiful. It's, I get a little emotional even thinking about it, but it was amazing. And then with her, you know, of course, with her birth mother, it was beautiful. And then with her birth dad, it was great. And with her, she had a brother on her dad's side, and that was another really powerful. I mean, they just hit it off so well. I mean, they were just chatting, and it was beautiful. It was absolutely everything that I could have hoped as a mom it would be for her. And to be able to watch it, I was like, oh my gosh, I am so lucky. I felt like I was watching a Lifetime movie about somebody else's emotional life. You know,
a good Lifetime movie. A good Lifetime movie.
Yeah, not one of the crazy messed up ones. Yeah, like the happy sappy one. It was
right,
great.
Right.
It was wonderful.
It sounds absolutely wonderful. You did a wonderful job describing that, and Mariah did so last week as well. Mariah, what is your relationship like with your birth family now that you're back at home?
I think we are just as close, if not closer, now that I'm back home. My brother and I, we talk like all the time, like every week at least. He's really busy working, but we talk all the time. And my sister and I were always just like on Facebook, like talking to each other, tagging each other and funny stuff we see or like cute things. And my birth mom and I, we don't talk as much because she doesn't really get on Facebook a lot, but she just sends me messages like saying she loves me or commenting on pictures and everything. And my birth dad, he doesn't have a Facebook, but his girlfriend always gets on and is like, oh, your dad sees pictures of you and just loves them. And, like, I'm really into yoga, so I had this yoga picture up, like, in a headstand. And my birth dad was like, oh, I'm going to go try that now at home. And all this, like, funny stuff, just being really silly. So I don't know. We're closer. I can't really believe, like, I met them. It's, like, weird. It's like it was a dream, but it's also, like, so real. It's just nice to talk to these people that I have officially met and know and call family. It's just, it's a very good feeling.
I'm sure that it is. And you mentioned your birth family. Some of them are on Facebook and see the information. Have they seen the information about this podcast and that you're on Adoption Focus talking about the experience of Brazil?
I'm not really sure because not a lot of my family speaks English, so I don't think they'd be able to understand any of it, except for my brother. He speaks like really good English, but he's really like working all the time. So I'm not really sure if he's seen it or not, or I mean, listened to it.
Sure. But I was just curious about that. I know that you and your mom had, I think, posted some information about this show on your Facebook page. And since it's such an intertwined story with the family, with your birth family story too, I was just curious about that. In the last two podcasts, we've described the visit to Brazil and meeting Mariah, your birth parents, as a life-changing experience. So Sloan, this question is for you. What changes have you seen in Mariah since the trip to Brazil?
Well, I would say that the changes that I've seen in Mariah, it's not like, okay, she came back a totally different person. So they've been subtle, but I would say that she has a peacefulness. She's a very peaceful woman, but she has a peacefulness and a calm to her, I think. You know, some of it is, it's hard to say because I can say what I think, but I don't know if I'm observing it so much as what I think she feels. So I'm hesitant to say how she feels. But to me, it just, she seems really calm and confident. I feel like a lot of the questions that she had, the big questions, you know, they've been answered. And I think that she has a sense of, wow, you know, she has two families who love her, you know, one in the U.S. and one in Brazil. You know, she's just very mature and confident in the whole way that she handled all of the meetings there. You know, I was just constantly amazed by her poise and her confidence. And, you know, not that she wasn't nervous, because she was so cute when we were sitting there waiting for her birth dad to come for the first meeting. She had the journal that she had told you about that my sister had all the family write notes in. And she was just looking at that journal, and she was so sweet and calm and nervous, but she was just reading that journal. And then when they got there, you know, she just put the journal aside, and I felt like she set such a good tone for all those meetings, you know, and put everybody at ease. Her birth dad was quite nervous, and it was obvious he was nervous. And she just had like an ease. And I felt like it kind of started there where, you know, she was kind of like, I've got this. And it was so good for her. And she was so mature and so aware, you know. And I think that that's kind of continued at home. And I also think that Mariah's always been a very, she's a person full of gratitude, and she's very appreciative, and she's always says thank you even when she doesn't need to. And I think even more so, you know, I think that we saw some things in Brazil. You know, there's a lot of poverty there. And, you know, it's, I think that it was a big eye-opening experience that way, too. And so I just think a lot of, like, subtle, you know, maturity things that happened. But overall, I just think it's been really positive. And she was on a pretty good track. But it seems like that solidified a lot of things for her. You know, for her family in Brazil, and even I feel like kind of our family here, don't you think, Mariah, like the support that you got? And, you know, our family was so supportive and so excited for her, you know, to do this. And it's just, I think that, I don't know, I think she's feeling the love all around.
Sounds like it. The fact that we had all this other additional family support too, is that something that you had anticipated, or was that a little bit surprising for you?
I mean, my family's always like been so supportive of everything in my life, but I just didn't expect, like, I don't know, it was surprising in a way. I mean, they're all great people, but just to have so much support and like have them write me that journal, I just like, I was really surprised. It was just one of the sweetest things they've ever done, and I really just couldn't believe it. And they were just really there for me when I was on my trip, like texting me and just making sure everything was going okay. So, I mean, they're amazing people, but it was nice to like them be there for that too.
I'm sure it was. Mariah, what was your takeaway from this entire experience?
Well, it was nothing but amazing. I thought I just feel good to have met my birth family in this journal my family wrote me, my uncle says, you are a flower with two sets of roots. And I thought that was just like really sweet. But I have
say that again, Mariah. You're
here.
Can you say that one more time? I want to make sure everyone hears that. You are. Go ahead.
He said that I'm a flower with two sets of roots.
Roots.
And
very good.
Yes, roots. I don't know, because I have my family here in Michigan, and I love them so much. But it was such an amazing experience to just know this other part of me. And just people I've always been curious about meeting and knowing, it just brought a whole, I don't know, just not like I was missing a part of me, but it just filled a space in my life that I was always curious about. So, and that I'm excited to carry on. So it's all good.
Anything that you would have done differently, Mariah?
Well, before I went to Brazil, I only studied Portuguese for like a couple months, and it did not pay off very well because I was constantly like flipping through a little like language translating book and using my phone to translate stuff, and I could barely speak at all in Portuguese, like at all. So if I ever go back, which I plan on doing, I should probably start studying now, but I will know Portuguese because we had people there to help us translate, but I would love to just have a conversation with my birth mom and birth dad speaking in Portuguese and like being able to speak directly to them. So that is one thing I wish I would have worked harder on. But it worked out okay, but it was just kind of funny because I thought I was going to go there and be able to, like, really communicate, but no, not at all.
Sloan, how would you say your relationship with Mariah was impacted by her meeting her birth family and going to Brazil?
Well, it always has been really a good relationship and a good, strong, loving relationship, and I guess I didn't really know that it could be stronger, but I feel if anything, it probably is a little bit stronger. I mean, it was such a unique experience, and we planned it, you know, for so long and talked about it and, you know, did all the preparation and, you know, like she said, even with her Portuguese, and, you know, we talked about, you know, going and talking to the therapist and planning gifts and, you know, just all the planning, I think, that went into it. It wasn't just the trip. It was like the whole package. And so I think it's rounded us out in a really positive way. And we talk about the trip all the time, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
We talk about it a lot. I mean, we talk about the meetings with the family, you know, about how we felt. And I remember, you know, like when she first saw her birth mom and her birth sister, it's like the pictures are so cool because it was really sunny, and probably the quality of the pictures isn't like the best from a photography standpoint because the sun was behind them. So it was like all these rays of sun, and it was like I was watching her run towards her birth mom and her birth sister and taking these pictures, and it was just like I felt like I was watching a movie. I mean, it was so powerful and it was so beautiful. And so we talk about that, you know, and like when we left from the meeting with her birth mom, that was probably for me one of the saddest parts. And I think probably for you too, at least. We both cried a lot because we knew we were only going to have the opportunity to meet with them one time that trip. And, you know, it was several hours, but when we left, it was really hard to leave that meeting. And so I think, you know, we shared so much, and it was so emotional. And, you know, one thing, too, that I always really appreciated is Mariah is a very sweet, kind, and thoughtful and sensitive person. And even through that trip when we were having the meetings, you know, she would say to me, like, are you okay? You know, are you okay? And it was just so sweet. I'm like, this trip is about you, you know, this trip is about you and your birth parents. And she just was so sweet. And so I don't know, I feel like it's it was a great experience for us. We were close before. I think we're probably even closer now. But it was so nice. You know, it was just, it was such a unique thing to be able to experience together, and then to have it go so well. I felt so happy for her and happy for them. You know, it was so nice to see them get to see their daughter that, like I said before, I don't think they thought they would ever see her again, you know, and to see her beautiful and healthy and loved and happy. And, you know, I can't imagine what that would have been like for them. But so I think it was, you know, overall, it's only made us better, you know, and I'm so grateful that it did go so well for her. And I'm so grateful that I got to be a part of it and witness it, because it was a beautiful thing.
And I can sense the closeness in your relationship. And I think it's really interesting. That's the first time I had heard, you know, about Mariah checking on you too. And we often hear from parents and adoptees as they begin the process of reunifying with relatives of birth family down the years and such, that there are those pieces of the puzzle that people sometimes are hesitant to talk about or concerned about. The adoptee worries that if I search for my birth parents, that this somehow takes away from the relationship or the love that I have with my family, or the adoptive parents worry, why is she searching for her birth family? So we're a little bit off script here, but I don't know if you guys have anything that you want to add to that conversation, what that looked like for you. Were there any of those dynamics that played out here for either side of you, and worrying about the other person's intentions or motivations?
I guess my mom and my dad both have always been so supportive of me being adopted and just having like an open relationship and knowing who my birth parents and family are. So that I was never like extremely worried like that my mom would feel like I like looked at her as less of my mom or something like that. But I guess I just didn't want, part of me was like, oh, I don't want her to feel like I'm like hurting her feelings, even though she never put that like idea in my head that it did hurt her feelings. But there's still just like a part of you that kind of just wants them to know that they're still like the, your family, like who I've grown up with and who raised me all my life.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I think it's just been helpful that they've always been so open to the relationships with my birth family. So it really just made me feel good and confident on with meeting all of my birth family.
Nice to hear.
I agree. I mean, it was always open. You know, we always knew who her birth mom was, even though we didn't find out who her birth dad was till later. But it was always open, and I think that we were always like, this is a good thing, this is a great thing. And I know that some adoptive parents can feel that way, and adopted kids can have those concerns, but I do think that there were some issues, but I don't think that was one of them. I never felt that.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was because we always knew her, and we always wanted to have, you know, Mariah have the opportunity to be able to meet her and meet the rest of her family.
Mm-hmm. So any advice from either of your perspectives here that you would give to another family who is considering searching for or deciding to meet birth family for the first time, what would be your words of wisdom to them?
I guess I just feel like it's natural if you're adopted to be at least a little bit curious about your birth parents or family. And that if you're curious, I feel like you should go with that gut feeling if you want to find out who they are. And hopefully your adoptive family, they will be supportive. But I think in the end, it's like about how you feel. And if you want to know like that part of you, that you should be able to know that part of you and have your family still there supporting you while you do that, and just like let them know that they're your family and you've been with them forever.
Absolutely. Anything, Sloan, on your end that you would advise others?
I kind of feel like I can't say it better than she just said it, but I think communication, you know, from the parents to the child and the child to the parents, and I think a lot of planning. I just think a lot of openness and planning and communication and, you know, anticipating the wonderful things that you hope will come for out of that, those meetings, and also preparing for the things that might be harder or the unexpected things, you know, just setting expectations so that, you know, you don't have this rosy picture happen where then if it doesn't turn out exactly like that, you know, it's devastating. That was my biggest concern, is I wanted Mariah to come out being even more whole than she was. And so I think, you know, putting things in place and processes and being prepared and talking and, you know, using counselors if necessary, just to make sure that your expectations are kind of set appropriately. And then a lot of communication, a lot of talking. We just talked a lot, and we still do about
mm-hmm.
it.
Well, and I think that that's obviously, you guys did so many things right with this, and I think that's why your result was so positive and so great with your trip and with meeting birth family. But one of the things I think is really important that people should take note of is, as part of that preparing and planning phase and the setting of expectations, you guys did seek out professional assistance, even though everyone said, well, there's not really a problem here to be had. You were being proactive in your approach to thinking about the setting of expectations and what this could look like and what changes may come. And that obviously worked to your advantage. So kudos on that. And that's definitely a message I would have for others, is to focus on that piece of the beginning rather than just be super excited and jump on a plane and let's go see what happens. You did your homework. So even though I know that you had some days like that, I remember Mariah going, what's the big deal? Let's go.
Yeah. It helps to plan a little bit. I'm glad my mom slowed me down. And
your mom was driving the train in the right direction. That's good. So what's next for you guys? What does the future hold?
Well, I hope I can go back to Brazil sometime soon, but for now, my brother Vinicius, we're trying to make plans for him to come visit here. So I look forward to doing that. And yeah. And I think, you know, just life, it's good. You know, it's a little different now, but it's mostly the same. And Mariah's going to school at Lansing Community College and going to yoga certification training, and I'm working, and we're just being a mom and daughter, kind of. Mm-hmm. It's good.
Awesome. Awesome. Yep. And we were talking before we got started today about our beautiful weather and how we are affected positively by spring and the promise of summer. And I just want to give you a heartfelt thanks for what you've done over the last 3 weeks in our show. And this has gained a lot of interest in terms of the podcast and your story. And it is a very powerful story. And you guys opening up in this way and letting us into your lives a little bit is so appreciated. So thank you very, very much. I'm going to miss talking to you guys next week.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having us. This has been a really great experience. I hope that we have helped some people, or I don't know, inspired some other adoptive children or parents to open-mindedness or meeting their birth family or something.
Your story is definitely
so much.
Inspirational. Very inspirational story for sure.
We appreciate being a part of your podcast. It's been fun for us. It's been a lot of fun. We're reliving it all over again.
Right. And we can feel your excitement as you share those stories. So it's been awesome. Appreciate it so much. For those of you that are listening in today who would like more information about Adoption Associates, you can connect with us in a variety of ways. One of those is by phone at 800-677-2367 or on the web at adoptionassociates.net. You can also link with us on Facebook or Twitter. And we hold this podcast every Tuesday live at 11. The shows are available on demand as well on Blog Talk Radio for review. Mariah and Sloan, I hope you guys have a wonderful day. And again, thanks so much for your time on our show. For now, this is Jennifer on Adoption Focus. Have a great day, everyone. Bye-bye.